Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Fallen London is all about choice. Will you offer your soul to a devil? Will the revolting stains you've put on it make them turn up their nose? It's up to you. Play Fallen London, a free text adventure game on mobile or at fallenlondon.com. Sign up today at failbettergames.com/rustyquill and receive free actions.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Meredith, and with me I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
Bryn Monroe. James Ross.
Mr. Dr. Alexander.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We've been going on enough, we don't need you anymore.
It's true, it's true, I'm utterly superfluous at this point. Oh.
And,
Alice Bell.
There you go.
Alice, who still hasn't adjusted to the way we operate our podcast, i.e. badly.
So, we're playing Corporation, a one-shot. We've been introduced to the, frankly, incredibly dysfunctional EI team.
And me.
Oh, what?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
It's probably best.
Yeah. And you have been sent to infiltrate an ambassadorial party to retrieve a nanochip held in a Ferrero Rocher that has information that you do not want sold to another corporation. Halfway through the night, the cult of Machina is going to attack, and you're going to use that as a cover to kill everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
And get out alive, hopefully.
And have a great party! Woo! And retro classic dubstep!
Oh yeah, Skrillex is playing. Everyone yeah. thinks it's very good.
I can't afford Skrillex! Stop saying Skrillex!
The last thing that happened is that Quiet Simon, our mime friend, played
invisible
by James
Smith, an invisible mime friend,
found the party's equipment. So if they want to, they can now kit up. What are people doing? We've swept the Ferrero Rocher in the main hall, and we know that the nanoship is likely over onto the left side of the mansion with the kitchen and the storeroom.
Yeah, I think we head through the kitchen next because we know that the equipment is in the storeroom, and if we head that way, we'll be able to put our armour on and kit up.
Sure. So how are Hugo and Henrietta getting through into the kitchen?
Let's all go through this back door, yeah!
Loudly, apparently.
Just gonna, check out where the bathrooms are, everyone, yep.
At that utterance, one of the waiters says, I'm sorry, the toilets are that way, gesturing you in the opposite direction towards the library.
All right, well, maybe I'll check those out.
Okay.
First, maybe I should do that. She doesn't really have much in the way of stealth. This is,
yeah. You're more of a charmer than a
so, like, do you think those are the best toilets? Or do you think maybe I could get a better deal going with the staff ones? I hear that I tend to like a little quiet, you know, just a little privacy. So, you know, if it's okay, are there perhaps, Mr. Stuff, some staff toilets?
Okay, make me a presence and looking good check.
Looking good is 7. Presence is 7. That's 13. 13.
Passed by 1.
Woo!
The waiter gives you a look and sort of thinks about it. Says, well, I mean, I suppose it would probably be a bit quieter. Are you desperate?
Yeah, just don't worry. We can look after ourselves.
I don't think I'm with you at this point. I don't think that going to the staff toilet is a cover that will work for both of us. So I've peeled off slightly.
I disagree. I think both of you at the same time going to the staff toilet would actually make a viable cover story. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're not here, so you can't tell
It's true. I'm in the library having a great time.
Yeah, you are.
We'll get to you in a bit. I've probably peeled off and stepped back slightly.
Sure. Well, the waiter opens the door for you and says, yeah, just through the kitchen. Just don't touch anything. You know, they're all busy.
It's all right. You know, I won't steal any lovely nibbles.
Okay.
I promise.
Yeah, well, keep waiting for our Roche.
Ferrero Rocher, yeah. Mr. Ambassador.
I'm a waiter. Clara's actually, she's over there.
I've said hi to Clara.
Oh, sorry.
She's less interesting.
Oh, well.
Once Henrietta has disappeared through the door,
I
am going to clumsily knock over Pyramid of Ferrero Rocher number 8 closest to the door.
Okay, so
whilst gesticulating wildly in an incredibly pleasant conversation, I'm just going to accidentally cause the entire tower to topple over.
Okay, yeah, so gesticulating wildly, you trip on a chair.
Yeah.
Some bunny ears around that for people listening. And fall flat onto the table, sending a pile of Ferrero Rocher flying.
Oh God, I'm so terribly sorry. Oh, please excuse me. I can't possibly believe I did that. Please allow me. No, I insist. I must go and replace it myself. I won't hear anyone else doing it. It's entirely my fault. I'm going to completely bluster my way in my most overly apologetic British manner.
Okay.
Into the kitchen to fetch another thing of Ferrero Rocher.
Fair enough. So you bluster into the kitchen, no one's shouting at you to stop, but you are being followed by...
I'm apologising to everyone simultaneously.
Henrietta, while all this is going down, you've moved through to the toilet?
Yeah. If I've got to the staff toilet, it looks on the map like I will have gone just about next to the storeroom.
Yeah, you've just passed through the storeroom.
Sneakily, just walk up the toilet door, look behind her, and then... Ha ha ha! Walk past the door.
Okay. Cool.
Should be coming up to the lorry-sized attaché case.
Yes. It's perfectly normal in this soap world.
You're so close-minded. God.
So you walk around the corner and you find Quiet Simon looking over the pile of equipment.
How? Quiet. He's an invisible mime!
With a chainsaw!
Quiet Simon notices and waves at an ostentatious state.
So you gesticulate through and you're being followed by some waiters, but your hot cold detector is vibrating quite violently now, so the Ferrero Rocher is close. Oh yes.
I mean, as MacGuffins go, it's
The Ferrero Rocher is close, I repeat.
All units, trouser.
And Alice, or Ivanka, so you snuck your way through into that service corridor.
Yes.
And so... you had a little bit of leeway before all this happened, so you're able to move out.
So I want to move down this suspiciously waist-high walled
fill.
Is it full of Gears of War characters?
I was, yeah. You can combat roll, you might get an extra bonus. So you move out to the hallway, which is directly behind the Grand Hall.
Indeed. So I want to move down there round to the shield generator.
Sure. Can I get a perception observation off of you, please?
Indeed you can.
Oh dear.
It's fine, I'm quite good at that. It'll be fine. 18.
Oh dear.
But, hang on. Oh no, it's not okay.
Okay.
No, you noticed nothing out of the
ordinary. Yeah, you failed that. However, you only have 4 in this game, but you can spend a conviction to reroll that.
I'm assuming by the fact that you told me to do it, I should probably do
it. It's only an observation roll. Yeah, it's not important.
They're never important,
are they? It'd be more fun if you don't see what's coming.
So you're
spend them all!
Are you going to convince yourself? Or
yeah,
you...
I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I should screw everything up this early in the proceedings.
I will notice things!
That's fine.
Oh, that's a critical
that's
success
really good,
on double ones. So yeah.
Snake eyes.
As you walk in, you are just about to walk into a guard as you open the door.
Oh, okay.
But he's looking behind himself, and you very, very narrowly manage to flatten yourself against the wall. He just leaves.
Oh, good. Okay.
You can also see down the corridor there are 2 more guards patrolling up and down.
Ooh.
Between the racks of equipment and various boilers and tanks which are running the mansion.
Okay, I'm not very good at stealth.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could always just kill them.
I could, couldn't I? Yeah. It might be quite loud.
I got a knife. That's quiet. Knives are really quiet, guys.
And a pistol as well.
But okay. That's less quiet. Unless it's a semi-automatic knife, like that'd be bad.
Semi-auto knife.
Yeah,
really
bad.
But, oh no, I left my knife on auto.
I think that's what we call a chainsaw.
Oh yeah.
That's an automatic knife. So while you're having a think about how you're going to deal with these guys, I'm going to move over to Dr. Medic.
That's Mr. Dr. Medic.
Oh god, why?
Who's in the library, a little behind in the timeline.
With a lead pipe?
Yeah, if only there was a lead pipe around.
Mr. Dr. Medic, with a kind of quaint little smile, examines the mini-disc in the antique section, puts it back, and then heads through to the far side of the library, which has the toilets, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, it's the corridor.
And then, not attempting to be stealthy, because stealth draws attention, just quite confidently and slightly out of it to the outside, just takes a left instead of a right and continues to march promptly towards security to see what's there.
Sure, so this is leading towards the guest rooms. So as such, the doors to that corridor are not locked.
Excellent.
You can see there are cameras. The whole place has a CCTV system.
Uh-huh.
But you walk out and there's no one in the corridor currently.
Excellent. Take a right and head towards security.
Okay.
I assume, by the way, that all of my hacking equipment, however, is in the giant attaché, or can I do it directly?
No, your neural jack is in your head. Your laptop is in the case.
So I can, if there's a neural jack.
You can hardwire into systems. You have a standard X-pin socket, which is like the universal socket in this world.
Universal sockets. It really is the future. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna head to
You'll have to try and put it in, and then turn it round, and then try and put it in, and then turn it round again.
Break out my European adapter.
And then it will. Yeah.
Right. I'm just heading straight towards security, quite brazenly.
Okay. Yeah. The door is locked.
Oh. That's me, Scuppet, then, eh?
Yeah, I'll leave you thinking about it. We've got Quiet Simon and Henrietta by the attaché case. I assume you're putting your gear on?
Yeah.
The time for... Brilliant. So, on your character sheet, I've written down all your gear. Just assume you have everything that I've written down now. So, all your armour, your shields, that kind of stuff.
Is it fluffy?
Yeah. I mean, it's metallic and a pistol, but...
So is a fluffy pet.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a velveteen cougar. A velveteen pistol.
I've got a black cougar and I scruffle its ears. Its gun ears. Nice. Ears are guns.
You've just undone the safety.
Yeah, but in my head it's...
Just cocking and recocking it.
Yeah. Oh, you like that. Who's a fluffy cougar?
So, Hugo, you find yourself in the kitchen.
Yep.
With your hot coal detector violently vibrating. So it's obviously very close. What are you up to? You've got some waiters kind of running after you, like, oh no, it's all gone wrong.
Yeah.
No.
What else is in the kitchen apart from the pyramids of Ferrero Rocher?
Lots of food. Canapés in various...
Of course!
Outstanding. I'm going to continue my klutz routine and spill something on myself.
The man who knew too little it, you just trashed that place.
One of the trays of food is, because this is the far future and inflation is a thing, it's not millionaire's shortbread, it's trillionaire's shortbread.
It's such a classy thing. They've got glasses of gazpacho on one of the trays.
Yes.
I'm going to pour it all over myself. Accidentally, of course. I'm going to find a way to knock this tray so it goes everywhere.
Sure.
My sparklingly awesome tuxedo is covered in tomato.
I want a reflexes lying and acting from you, then, I suppose. I'm going to say... No, I think this is neutral, because you've done it with such aplomb. That
please critically fail making a mess.
Yeah, you actually clean up a bit.
I rolled a 10, and my reflexes plus acting is 14.
Okay, so yes, you pass very well. You just slam your hand down upon the glasses of gazpacho. The glasses fly into your face and body and shatter. Fine, you're not hurt by it, but it makes a huge ruckus. You flail around a bit, cut yourself in trillionaire shortbread as well, so you're now a fudgy, caramelly, tomatoey mess.
I go even further over the top with my apologetic British aristocrat routine.
Okay.
Oh my god, I am so awful at this. I'm such a klutz. How could I be invited to something like this? You must think I'm the most awful guest ever. I will go and clean myself up and there's a toilet through there. I'll be back in one moment. Please, please don't go into any more trouble on my account. It's absolutely fine.
While still hitting pans and stuff on the way, I presume.
Obviously. I'm as klutzy as it's possible to be.
You checked whether the thing's vibrating.
I'm going to have to come back because I need to get out of here first.
You walk out. The walking catastrophe leaves the kitchen. Yeah. The waiters and cooks are just trying to clean up. Now you're being ignored because there's just so much mess and they've been put back and dinner's going to have to be delayed.
Perfect.
It's awful. And you walk out into the storeroom.
Yeah.
where, as I said, there is no one there except for Henrietta and Quiet Simon, who are now kitting up.
Buenos noches, muchachos!
I'm going to swiftly move away from that scene so he has to change. Checkmate, Bryn. Alice.
Okay, I've decided I'm going to try and kill them because we're going to have to anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's quite fun. So, don't laugh at that. I'm a well-balanced person. So,
so how are you doing it? You're going to stab it? You're going to throw a knife at him?
Throw a knife.
Throw your gun at him.
Knife style.
Okay, cool.
Throw the gun, throw the gun.
There's two of them. You have one knife. You're going
to... No, I have four.
All right, yeah. Good fight.
She's better than you.
Throw weapons.
No, in fact, tell a lie. I have five. Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Have I got them with me?
Yeah, because they can be strapped to your back.
Oh, okay, great.
It's only stuff that was too big to get.
Five knives, that's a lot, laughs Sasha. Yeah. Different universe.
Yeah, how could you handle that with only five knives? She has an anxiety attack.
Right. 14. So I succeed just.
No, you critical. Because this is another thing, there are bits and pieces of this system. You will have an underlined skill on your skill list, or should
I
have.
Yep.
That's your professional skill. It means it's impossible to critically fail, and all doubles count as a critical success.
Nice.
Amazing. Mine's lying and acting, which I've been rolling loads of.
Yep. Yeah. So that is a critical success. So what you do is you roll your damage and double it.
Okay.
As per.
Nice.
So
okay.
I think it's d4 plus strength.
It is d4 plus half strength. So 12.
Okay, I think, as people here have very little health, actually, it's quite a deadly system. Yes, so you throw a knife at the guard, and it jams itself in his throat, and he goes down with a soft gurgling. His compatriot, she turns round, gasps, and starts fumbling for her gun, as, well, her colleague fell over with a knife in his throat.
Quick, do it again, but better!
Okay.
Okay.
Better than a critical.
Yes!
So, as she's fumbling...
The ones!
No. Oh, sick. 16, which 16. Is a fail.
Is it?
I think.
For a throw?
15.
Oh, yeah, no, it is a fail, unfortunately. Ah, because grenades, you have a plus four.
Yeah, I do.
Should have thrown a grenade, it'd be much quieter.
Spend a conviction to reroll?
Do it! Spend them all! Spend them all!
There you go.
I mean, you know, the spotting them, nah, but this, yes.
Goddamn.
No.
Spend a conviction! Do it again!
That's 15. That's a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! We can't maths at all.
Whew, so that's
I
a standard
don't
hit.
Maths.
So d4 plus half strength.
Okay. So that's six.
Six. Okay. So the knife flies in and buries itself in her lower ribcage. She screams.
Okay.
Oh, because that's what people do when they have knives in them.
I don't know. Christopher Lee has opinions about that.
Oh no.
Down to three
no,
knives.
No, it's not Christopher Lee. Excellent. That's useful intel.
So she then grabs her gun, which she's now got, and clutching at her side, takes a shot at you. See, she's going to be taking some penalties because knives.
She's bleeding to death.
Yeah,
she's got knives
it's not
in her.
From the stomach.
And misses, so the gun wraps out and sparks appear on her.
Silenced or unsilenced?
Unsilenced.
Okay.
There is a gunshot. You don't know who's heard it.
It's true. Okay. So I've got three knives left, mm-hmm. which is great. So
you
I've
do have your gun, though.
I'm better with my knives.
Okay. 16. Oh, no. The dice are not on your side tonight. Do you want to burn another conviction for that?
Spend a conviction!
Spend a conviction!
Okay.
I just need to get this woman
Remember,
dead.
The goal is to spend all of your rerolls before the killing fanatics turn up.
Double nine, but that is a critical success. Oh, God bless the professional skills. So, roll another d4.
Her eyes, because they're
cyber.
Does that mean
she's got bad depth perception.
Yeah. Given she rolled a double nine, which in other ways would be a failure, does this mean she like bounced it off the wall?
It's probably just going to... Oh, so that's 12.
12 again.
Brilliant. So what happens is, yes, she throws it and unfortunately fluffs the throw. So the handle hits them, like square in the forehead, but with enough force that it just bounces off with a kind of the sound of a coconut. Yeah. And she keels over backwards, bleeding from the forehead.
Okay. I will tell no one how badly this went.
You're a killing machine.
So I suppose that little scuffle sorted. Mm. Alex.
Did I hear the gunshot?
No.
You're on the other side of the building.
The other side of the building. There is also thumping music.
In which case then, I begin sort of loudly and obviously knocking on the security door.
Excellent. After three knocks, somebody opens it and goes, what?
I'm awfully sorry. I've seen someone...
You're not supposed to... What are you doing here?
I'm really, really sorry. I've just been leaving from the toilet. Someone's left a really suspicious looking case in the toilets.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the security sign. I thought you'd probably want to know. I mean, It was beeping.
Presence, lying, and acting, and I give you a plus two for a plausible.
And that someone who left it there was me!
Dun dun dun. That's a
20
critical fail.
Oh god, it's always Alex!
Can I spend a conviction to not be the reason that this failed again?
Yes.
No, absolutely. No, that's such a good
thing. Yeah. No, not this time.
The world that never was.
I've decided I'm going to make it through a game having not ruined it for everyone. There we go.
Three. How much did you pass by?
So it was presence and...
lying and acting.
Yeah.
Eight.
Well, passed by eight. Okay.
Yes.
He goes, oh, really? Thank you for telling us. He turns round, shouts to his colleague, and they both run out, leaving the room just unguarded.
Whilst they're leaving, I'm just going, oh, thank you, Super Dithery. The second that they're gone, I just step
derivative.
In.
Derivative!
I just step in, close the door, and lock it. And
okay.
And then head over to a computer bank for Brilliant. Some jacking in.
Fantastic. We're going to flick back to Hugo and Quiet Simon and Henrietta. Have you all kitted up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What are you guys doing now? Remember, you can communicate with each other pretty
actually,
much.
Actually, yeah. Via sub-vocal, just before I jack in, I go, if someone could collect my gear and meet up with me somewhere else, that'd be really useful. I'm about to hack the security. Thank you.
We all look at each other and kind of look and be like, well, I don't want to go home. Him? Really?
Guys, I really need some help as well.
Gonna go help Ivanka, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Ferrero Rocher we are interested in the kitchen. I'm going to head there. I suggest one of you move to help Ivanka, and the other, well, maybe you could help Dr. Medic? I mean, that's maybe.
Mr. Dr. Medic.
Oh, God.
Quiet Simon walks up to Hugo, takes the detector, and strides off, but in a sort of a waddling sort of a way in the direction of the kitchen. Because you want a stealthy person who's going to be there picking up and checking the things.
Yeah, so successful.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to grab Dr. Medic. I'm going to grab Mr. Dr. Medic's equipment and head round the corner into the garage.
Okay.
And grab a snowmobile, a hover snowmobile.
Hover snowmobile. Henrietta.
Gonna run from the storeroom out.
Are you gonna grab Ivanka's kit?
Yes. And then through the kitchen.
Yep.
With no attempt to be stealthy, these people will all be dead soon. They had managed to tidy up quite a
bit. Yeah, they were just getting the pyramid of gazpacho flutes together.
And then it's like plunged through and an elbow knocks it sideways. That part of soup was just about one day from retirement. Got chores to do, guys! Because she's charming and she does one-liners. Yeah, I can totally do that. Yeah, right, just gotta do something. Keeps running, and so should end up at the end of the corridor.
Yes, so you storm through to shouts, screams, shouts of surprise, smashing glass, and then there's one guy.
Occasionally,
when you
do actually shout, surprise!
One sort of busboy in the corner, when you do your one liner, says, nice. And you find yourself at the end of these suspiciously high high walls.
Yeah, so these walls that go partway across the corridor.
Also, this is the year 2500, so that busboy is actually part of bus.
But buses are really tiny, so it's completely innocuous.
It's an attaché bus.
Toss Ivanka's equipment to her.
Yeah.
Thanks. Catch all of it, like cool style.
Yeah.
So you've now got lots more explosives and just a shed load of grenades.
And what very clearly on my sheet says frog grenades.
It says frag grenades.
frog grenades? Yes!
Explodey toadies!
I mean, that might be the nickname you give your frag grenades.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm going to write down explodey toadies.
Yes. Presumably you haven't instantly donned your full set of armour as it's been thrown to you.
Computer games. She just walks through the box and...
Wait,
can you just make me a agility athletics check?
What are you going to make me? Maybe getting yourself dressed in
No! My trousers are on my head! And my helmet's on my foot!
Critical fail!
Oh my god!
You did! You got a critical fail! You're getting yourself dressed!
I'm critical failed getting dressed!
I wouldn't spend a conviction on this. So... No, you've got one left. So Henrietta throws your gear to you, and you clock the armour, that is at the right angle.
Yeah.
You hold your arms up, expecting it to wrap around, and it just hits you full in the face. You fall backwards.
grenades scatter everywhere. That's very embarrassing. You pick yourself up, clean up the grenades. It's fine, but...
I meant to do that. An aristocrat always means to.
It's all right. It's good. You missed one. You missed a froggy in the corner. It's
a frog grenade hiding under a rat.
Thank you. And then over there, yeah, there's your helmet.
Yes, thank you.
It's fine. There's another one.
Yes, you can stop helping them.
Over the comms. You're right. That looked really bad on camera. Are you okay? Like, that just went everywhere. Honestly, it was just awful.
We're fine. We're
okay,
fine.
Cool. Just checking.
Thank you. We're going to pull on the explosive now.
Okay, that's great.
So,
lock and load with the machine gun and start striding down the hallway.
Oh, cool. Can I retroactively say that I pulled the knives out of the dead people?
Oh, absolutely, Thank you. They're still good.
Good.
So, heavily armoured, carrying a massive machine gun and a cougar, which I insist is...
A real cat.
It's a real cat full of bullets. Mechanically, it's exactly the same.
It's been sculpted to look like
this. Yeah, well, my one
at
least.
It preys on young men.
Yeah.
It's a really creepy gun. And just strides. There's cover. Henry, nice. Ignores it, just walks straight down the middle.
Cool. So, trudge. Locked and loaded, muffled through the wall, you hear a bing bong. There will now be a promotional message for the sponsors of this party. You will take a break.
It's amazing what Londoners can learn to live with, like having their city stolen and brought underground by bats. For those who love to read and for those who love to play, Fallen London offers a unique narrative which evolves with every choice you make. Define your destiny through the stories you embark on and the characters you cultivate. Explore 1.5 million words of Victorian Gothic London during the reign of Queen Victoria. There are stories about inconvenient aunts, sea voyages, struggling artists, talking tigers and ruthless devils. The writing will make you shudder and swoon. Befriend, beguile or antagonise hundreds of characters from diplomats and devils to rubbery men and the elusive masters throughout your journey. Play Fallen London, a free text adventure game at fallenlondon.com or on mobile. By signing up at failbettergames.com/rustyquill, you can also receive free actions to start your playthrough.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome back. As none of you can see it, but the projector screen for showing the advertisement scoots back into the ceiling and everyone can continue with their scrollocks dubst up.
How elegant.
Quiet, Simon. You've walked into the kitchen.
Yep.
What are you up to?
How many kitchen staff are still there in the kitchen?
There are a few, but they're quite preoccupied. It's a large woman with a large gun just randomly.
Cool. Smash, smash, bang!
There's about 15 of them.
Okay.
But they're spread across. This is quite a large kitchen as well, so they're not very densely packed.
So, what is the vibration for a rotor sensor doing right now?
It's warm to hot, but not yet scalding.
Okay, and how far is quite a sign away from Ferrero Rocher?
He's about 8 foot. There is one pile to your right on the counter, and then two piles to your left.
Okay, Quiet Simon is going to attempt a daring, balletic, mid acrobatic roll twist through the air. Mm-hmm. He's going to float like a butterfly and simultaneously sting like a bee. If by sting like a bee, he means scan a pile of fur with a sensor.
That's fair enough. Yes, could you make me an agility stealth check then, please?
Agility stealth check.
I'm going to give you a -4 because there's a lot of people here and...
Yep.
And you have a chainsaw.
Not on.
Yeah, I'm now wearing my kit. So my agility plus stealth is 20, -4 is 16.
Yeah, you can up that again, giving it +4 if you spend a conviction before the roll. And I think
so. Then I would automatically succeed.
Yes, but by how much would be exciting?
Yeah, go on then. Why not? I spend a conviction before doing a roll. I roll 4.
Right, so you passed by 16.
Yeah.
So I rolled.
You literally vanished.
Yeah, I rolled a.
It's like a puff of steam wafting, but also then turning in mid-air.
Now you just open a mime door to an alternate reality where you already succeeded and never had to do the task in the first place.
It's like road space.
The staff just. There's a faint hint of vanilla. And then everything's gone.
Vanilla is well known for the smell of mime. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, so I rolled a collective perception check from the lot of them, and I didn't pass by 16. You see in those adverts where there's a lot of things are happening in slow motion, but the person talking is moving in real time.
Yes,
you're effectively doing that. There's chaos around you. There's waiters reaching out, screaming with some lovely CGI gazpacho just splattered in the air.
It's the Deadpool intro.
Yeah. And you weave through almost languidly. You're just unseen in your. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose your. Have you put your dress on above, or is it but now below your combat armor?
It's over the top of the combat armor. It's accidentally hitched up a bit too much over one thigh, but it doesn't really matter now because it's not really. It's more of a strappy top.
Okay, so you've got almost a stealth tutu, I suppose it is.
Kind of, yeah. It's pushed out a little bit. I mean, Quiet Simon dresses in A-line because it flatters his hips.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So as you weave through, you're able to handily check all three, and there is one particular that the hot coal detective just loves. Vibrates. its little socks off. It's pile 9, just there.
Course,
yeah,
all along,
yeah,
the clues were everywhere.
Nice, the most suspicious number.
It was literally random. I rolled before the game, it could have been pile 1, and you just walk past the Great Hall and be like, there it is. But yeah, so the detector is somewhere in that pile.
Okay, I'm in that case. Quiet Simon stealthily, he mines in the style of a mole, burrowing down into the pile of Ferrero Rocher, much in the style of Scrooge McDuck into his big pile of gold.
And then
mimes throwing Ferrero Rocher out. He's not actually throwing the Ferrero Rocher, that wouldn't be very
stealthy.
So
basically, you're just cavorting in a pile of Ferrero Rocher.
Yes.
But completely unseen.
Yes.
This performance is for Quiet Simon.
Exactly. A true artist needs no audience.
So you're
kind of. The people are walking past and just not noticing.
No one will know this happened, but we know.
Yes.
So you're, perfectly kind of behind while gallivanting around in this pile, and you're slowly working your way through. It'll take you a little while, but you have not yet been noticed because of mechanics. Well, you know, the stealth skin kind of destroys your silhouette, so people just don't clock it. They're like, oh, there's some shadows.
There's steam everywhere, everyone's preoccupied, there's a lot of mess everywhere.
This would definitely not be possible if there wasn't a huge amount of chaos that's occurring, because people have been storming through this kitchen
heavily armed.
Quiet Simon is crouched below counter level, and everyone's on the other side bits of the kitchen.
It's like the Velociraptor bit in but with
Ferrero Rocher.
One of the waiters kind of comes up to you and just snorts and then stalks on.
They've actually got a tail and they've got
also to point out that all of the cameras in this kitchen are chest high.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Later.
So, while this is all occurring, Hugo, what are you up to?
I load Dr. Medic's equipment.
Mr. Dr. Medic.
Oh. Going to strangle you. I load his equipment onto the back of a hover snowmobile.
Yep.
And drive it out the garage doors.
Yes, absolutely. Do you open the garage doors, or
it's a please say
considering?
No. It's a poor question.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
I think I'm going to do enough damage to this vehicle later.
Fair enough.
I want it in good
enough.
Condition for the meeting.
Oh, no, that's
time
fair.
Being.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Pop the garage open and
yeah.
out your scoot.
So I'm going to just drive the snowmobile round the front of the building mm-hmm. and then round the corner to the opposite corner of the building where the security place is.
Cool. The,
are there any guards out the front as I
no,
drive past?
There are not. You see the Clippy, the butler, who looks confusedly at you and then just tries to radio.
I shoot him.
Okay.
I have my gun in my hand.
Roll it.
And I shoot him.
Okay.
So you got a machine pistol, right?
Yep.
And you have mastered weapon?
It looks like
yep.
you're trying to shoot me.
Can I help?
So I have combat drive, which means I can drive the snowmobile and shoot without taking any penalty.
Yep. You also have mastered weapon, which means you add your excess
yep.
When you try and hit. You also have machine pistol focus. So in this system, armor occurs on each bullet. So machine
yep.
weapons, you remove armor for each bullet you roll. With machine weapon focus, he's so good at firing in a straight line that the first bullet hits, and the second, he Robin Hoods each bullet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it keeps hitting the same impact point, so armor only occurs on the
first. I rolled a 16, which is a bit disappointing, but my attack roll is 17, so I have
okay.
an excess of 1.
Excess of
Whee!
1, so please roll me some damage.
It's 3d6, apparently.
Okay. I think I only have 2, so...
Oh, Clippy.
That's disappointing.
I'm sorry. So
Clippy always is.
Right, so we'll remove 1 of his armor from that. So that's 3.
So a total of 11 on the 3 dice.
Okay, so Clippy goes down.
And plus 1 for the excess earlier.
So
12 damage.
12 damage. Clippy goes down. It looks like he's not quite out, but you bored a pretty horrible hole in his stomach. So he's on the floor and not really knowing what to do because he's a butler and isn't combat trained. Are you going to
yeah.
finish him off or just leave him?
I'm going to attempt to finish him off because I don't want him radioing everyone else or
that's
warning.
That's fine. He's on the floor. He's not a combatant. You will easily just be able to finish him off.
Can I drive the snowmobile over him?
Oh, it's a hard one though. So
you can, but you'll have to kind of drive slightly into the front doors. And
nah, okay. I'll shoot him again
that's
as fine. I drive it.
That's fine. No need to roll on that. You put him out of his misery.
Gone too soon.
You monster. Yeah.
Clippy, we hardly knew you.
And then you move over to the security room, I suppose.
And I contact on the subvoc communicator Alex's character.
Mr. Alex's character.
Thank you.
Can you open a window? I'll pass you your stuff.
Right, so one sec. Can I do it automatically or do I have to use my hands like a pleb?
You have to use your hands.
Ugh. Alcoholic
so it can't
wipe.
Be hacked.
It's fine. Alcoholic wipe. Right. Vent. Go on then.
By passing his stuff.
Oh, thank
you.
You
now have your stuff.
I now have my stuff. Have I succeeded in hacking the security system?
No, you haven't rolled yet.
I haven't tried.
I said I'd start. What have I been doing? I must have been just
you've been
watching
I've
the
been
rest of us.
Decontaminating the
yeah, you
entire
have, you've been watching
beforehand.
And just providing colour commentary. are you actually going to get down to hacking now, Mr. Dr. Merrick?
Fine, right. Hacking. God.
Yeah. So this is a reasonably secure system, so it'll take 3 rolls and you're getting a -4. It's intelligence and computers and AI.
So I've got to hit 20.
Yeah.
11. So pass.
Cool.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah.
By an enormous amount.
Yes. Yay! Fantastic. You very efficiently get through. It's worth mentioning that I have slightly overpowered these characters for smoothness.
Yep.
It's never fun to just have characters fail continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
In a one shot, it can slow things down.
On a long campaign, it's great.
Yes.
So you very handily hacked through. Would you like to do anything with this now you have access?
Oh, right. Okay. What do I have admin access to?
Everything.
Just security systems or the house, as in like doors, blah, blah, blah?
Just the security systems, but you can lock the house down.
Okay. How would everyone feel about me locking the house down?
Sounds grand, apart from the bits we got to get to.
I can just keep doors open when you need them.
Wait, we don't know. The mime has found the thing.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mime.
No, no one
yeah,
can. You can't tell. You can't tell us when you find it.
So that's just a sub-vocal shrug we got.
Can
from Jay's
I then. Control the canopy drones?
Yes.
Okay. Righto, basically, just let me know if any of you need anything. In the meantime, let's have some
just
fun.
Just leave the front doors open till I get there.
Not a problem. I'm going to hack all of the canopy drones to start attacking the guests.
Ride of the Valkyries begins to play.
Oh, yeah, I'm changing this music. Yes. I'm changing this music. Oh,
sorry, Road of the Valkyries.
Yeah, so we'll swap the music to Road of the Valkyries. None of that stuff. And I'll have the canopy drones attacking all of the guests. I feel like that's a good idea.
Okay,
and every single door is open. Until anyone apart from my friends goes near it, then the door they're going to closes.
Sure. You're just being... You're poltergeisting the house.
Yeah!
Okay, fair enough. So we'll leave you in the security room, just being an irritating ghost. And we're going to flip back to Ivanka and Henrietta, who are in the shield generator room.
Indeed we are. Right. Let's drop an explosive charge by the shield generator.
Yep.
And then move on, because I don't want to detonate it while we're standing by it, goodness.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you can roll me...
Thrilling beats, though.
Yeah. You can roll me intelligent support weapons to place it in such a way that it would just deal max damage, which in this case is 60.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite a large thing.
So I needed a 15, and
yep.
I got a 10.
Yeah, so you managed to get the Satrica charge in a really optimal place, sort of near the heart of the machine, next to its core. So that's going to go up really well.
Oh, it's romantic. Just so you play the right song at just the right time. Shatter its spirit.
Lady in red.
You know what? That plays over the system. I can do that.
Yeah.
But everything's been dubstepped up for the party, so halfway through the lady in red,
there's the
beat drops.
Yeah.
Right, so we've done that. Should we move through the private living areas, which I assume there will be no problems?
Time to just start killing everyone,
yeah,
guys.
Indeed.
That was our brief.
Sure, so you guys slamming through the private areas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just start machine gunning anyone we see.
Yeah.
It's worth mentioning, I turn off the security system that's about to gun everyone down. I do remember to do that before.
Yep, that's fine, yeah. You slam the button, you've got full control. Just as the turret's kind of primed.
It's just like, oh, forgot about that.
Yeah. I've got four more giant explosives that I can plant.
Would you like to pop those?
I don't know, what do you think?
I want to see where the night takes you.
Yeah,
on the dance floor, I think, would be there.
Indeed, yeah.
Are we bumping into anyone in the living room, the master bedroom, and the ensuite?
There is a bodyguard kind of sitting bored on a settee.
A machine gunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, just roll those dice.
That poor man. Hang on a second. I'm not having this. You're the one that made a mission where we had to kill everyone in the place.
It didn't mean I'm not going to make you feel bad about it.
You keep making really sympathetic characters. Like Clippy, Sanctus.
Oh, Clippy! Clippy, why?
All right, so what I need to get is 21.
Perception plus heavy weapon list. 21. It'd be that, yes. Plus 4. I'm good at the machine gun.
So, since I got a 12,
yep.
I need a
9. 9 excess, which is... which is pretty good. That means you add, I think you have, you've got weapon mastery, so you're going to add 9 to your
6
damage.
6d10!
Don't get, oh, that's not a d10.
You can bottle him and sell what's left.
Yeah, don't,
John Lewis.
Don't get shot by, there you go, everyone's just donating their d10 to this roll. Plus 9.
Some significant math.
Tell you what though, if it turns out he's a cyborg and not dead.
Right, so
or something.
Minus 2 from each of those bullets.
So that's 18, 19, 22, 28.
Plus 9. 37.
37
damage to this unfortunate gentleman. So you know those.
It ended quickly.
You know those kind of in classic manga where you see people getting shot up and they're jerking all over the place and huge spurts of blood? Yeah. That basically happened.
I briefly bring up on the new scoreboard into the main hall that just has Henrietta, 1. Kill!
People kind of go, wait, what?
I've already done 2.
And I've done 1.
Well, maybe did that in character, because currently there's just 1 on the board.
We can't see the scoreboard, and if we could, we'd know it was a terrible idea and punish you later.
It's okay, I didn't see either of you kill, I've just seen 1. There's now a scoreboard. Mm. You're winning.
I, so help me, I will drag those dead bodies.
So, yes, there are now some very confused people wondering why there's a big screen that says Henrietta 1 in the things like, what's going on?
KO!
At this point, I feel it's appropriate to say you, Quiet Simon, managed to work your way through the pile of Ferrero Rocher and come up with a singular Ferrero Rocher, which is actually silver, not gold. And your hot-cold detector is just absolutely loves that one.
Yeah.
It's going all over.
Are you miming a whole love story for them?
I am. They're like action figures and I'm making them kiss.
Yeah.
So having discovered the Ferrero Rocher, Quiet Simon raises it, takes it to his lips, sniffs it, inhales it as if it is the finest truffle, and then, as far as he's concerned, it transmutes into the Holy Grail. He turns it into a cup. He sips from the chalice. He raises it aloft as if it is now Excalibur, and all of these movements are perfectly mimed.
And invisible.
And invisible to anybody else, but art is its own reward.
And the camera softly pans away from this beautiful bit of drama through the wall into the Great Hall. Yep. And looks at the front door.
Yeah, I burst through.
Hugo driving a hover snowmobile. Okay, so I'm just going to say you horribly maim 14 people with your first landing.
Does the scoreboard update?
Yes, it goes, new challenger!
So that occurs. You're now in this kind of screaming mass of people, but there are some people who look... Well, actually, maybe perception observation, I suppose.
I roll an 8, and my perception observation is 14.
Okay, there are 6 people here who did not react in the way that you would expect, and it looks like they're all drawing their weapons.
Oh no.
There may have been some professionals in the crowd, including the Western Federation team who were here to buy banana chip.
Oh no.
Those 4 cowboy hats should have shown them.
you were so focused on
that. We thought they were in costume.
Exactly, exactly.
I go to parties in costume as a murdering deathhead all the time.
Yeah. I thought they looked fantastic.
So, we've got that little portmanteau. No?
Hola, mi amigos.
Tab, that's what I was going for.
Hola, mi amigos. Yeah. Necesito some assistance in the main hall.
Oh, no.
So with that little tableau and that echoing over the subvocal communicator, we've got
Quiet Simon.
Quiet Simon. I do keep forgetting that.
Right.
With his Ferrero Rocher prize. Henrietta and Ivanka are now in the private rooms, and we have Mr. Dr. Medic.
At least one of you can get it right.
Overlooking everything from the security. So I suppose, Ivanka and Henrietta, how are you sort of doing this? He's put that request over the communicator.
Go to the next room and machine gun who's in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Can I suggest blowing these shields so we can get some extra guests in this party?
Fine. How far from the shield generator are we? Are we at least
6 meters?
6 meters.
Yes. If you get over to the other side of the room, you can blow that up.
If you go into the master bedroom, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And I will now.
Excuse the boop your button. There is a massive explosion, which is followed on by another explosion of sort of purple plasma. Very much takes out a large portion of the building and knocks a hole into the Great Hall.
Screen updates! Sudden death!
Yeah, and from the outdoors cameras, you can see the purple shielding kind of going out, and after the explosion, you can all hear the roar of engines.
Can I, over like a speaker system or whatever alarm system they're using, just inviting all guests who weren't already invited, please come along, bring your guns and bring your friends.
You hear a war cry in response.
Oh, he's always like this.
I put in a requisition. I asked to not be on the team with him again, but just the HR is so terrible. It's not like that. I'm really just very disappointed.
Oversubverbal. I'm just so happy to be here with you guys. This is so much fun.
Is there anyone for us to machine gun in the master bedroom?
No, there was not. There is a large safe and a large bed.
I machine gun the lock.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you open up. Roll me just some damage because I think you can hit this thing.
Oh, so I got 13.
You got 13, so that gives you 8 excess. So roll me your 6, d10. Let's find some more. There you go.
So much maths. 16!
16 total. You blow the lock off.
Woo!
And you find a large safe with a very expensive, well, like cybernetic pair of arms and a very expensive pair of cybernetic legs as well.
Gosh, I wish Zolf was here. Right, take them.
Okay, cool. You ram them into your holdall, and what do you guys do? Do you move into the grand hall to join the
party?
Yeah,
let's storm through the grand hall.
Someone's hiding in the ensuite. Also, need a slash.
Oh, in the distance, far future, it's a backslash colon.
Hey!
Yeah, okay. Go and check if anyone's quivering.
Okay, so you go over. Do you stay with Henrietta or do you go to join the party?
I think Henrietta can handle herself pretty well, so I'm going to run into the dining room and shout, "Grenades for all my friends!"
Now you're getting in the spirit.
So you walk out.
Muchas gracias!
Oh, oh, my goodness.
Does this not count as a new scene yet?
Yeah, so perceptual observation for me, please.
Oh my god!
Why are you so
unobserved? Another critical fail.
That is a critical fail.
Do you want to use your last conviction?
Do it.
I mean,
do it.
Is it important?
Yeah.
I mean, this is to identify enemy combatants, so I've
probably... Oh no.
And we're at the end of episode 2, so it means you'll have none for episode 3. Yeah.
That's the best place to be.
But do I need to? Because I need to kill everyone.
That's true, actually. Yeah, you just. Yeah. And there is a load of people. And then there's Hugo on a snowmobile.
Okay.
So she does notice Hugo.
Yes.
He's the one on the
snowmobile. Look, we've just had an invisible mind reporting in a pile of Ferrero Rocher and no one's noticed.
But no, yeah, so it's just a bunch of people and then Hugo. All
right.
Quiet Simon, are you also getting involved? You've found your prize.
Quiet Simon takes the Ferrero Rocher that is the object of... request and puts it in his mouth, swirls it around, and that's the subvocal signal prearranged.
Yep, you hear the prearranged clacking of chocolate against teeth.
Yeah. And that's the sign. At this point, he switches to a secondary objective of killing everybody, so he starts killing people in the kitchen.
Okay. There are no combatants in the kitchen, so I'm going to fade to black on that particular scene of butchery, and we're going to move over to.
Why did you design the campaign this way, Ben?
I love it. And there will be enemy combatants.
It's a fiesta!
Well, there will be a final thing before we wrap up the episode. Mr. Dr. Medic.
That's the one.
You see in the external cameras a series of what appear to be war bikes, and not hover, just sort of crude track mechanisms, with a lot of heavily armed... You're gonna say human beings?
Okay.
But they're odd, distended, their silhouettes don't really make sense. There's random chunks and harsh angles and lines where there shouldn't be.
Over the subvocals. Righto, I've got some new friends here. I'm going to just channel them all into the main hall. You guys can go anywhere you want, I've got the doors locked down, but I'll lock everything apart from that and just try and get them in the main hall, get a bit of butchery going. Over that announcement, I'll just say in a really, like, faux, awful voice, "Goodness me! Look at all of this advanced technology! What are we going to do with all of this advanced technology? Wowee!" And then shut down all of the exterior I put into lockdown apart from entrance into the main hall.
They scream into the main entrance hall, and the four war bikes at the front, having kind of snowplow contraption on the front of them, smash through the wall into the great hall, and you see four huge individuals, each missing a limb or missing one of their arms, and there seems to be some sort of, it's like a buzzsaw, a pneumatic pile driver, just various engines of death.
Oh, lovely.
And on that note, I think we'll end the episode.
Yeah. Now it's a fiesta.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Intrigue, espionage, and seduction. After being stolen by bats, London sits in a cavern a mile below the surface where it has somehow continued to thrive. Welcome to a dark and hilarious Victorian Gothic underworld where every choice has a consequence from the style of your hat to the price of your soul. Be the editor of a newspaper, seduce a squid person, or become a monster hunter at Watchmaker's Hill. The choice is entirely yours. Fallen London offers you different stories depending on your character's choices. who you've angered, who you seduce, who you've robbed, where you've been, and the secrets that you know. Fallen London is a free text adventure game that you can play on mobile or at www.fallenlondon.com. Explore over 1.5 million words of Victorian Gothic alternate history. Welcome, delicious friend. Head to failbettergames.com/rustyquill to sign up and receive free actions.
Time to start the killing.
Yep, the music is quite loud in the dance also.
Scrawlex.
Scrawlex.
Yes.
Scrawlag.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
So we've got Chase and Stutters.
Yeah.
And
Chasing Stutters.
Chasing Stutters. And
the Glotch Mob.
Yep.
Good.
Love those. Yes. Glotch Mob.
And Boss Nectar.
Ooh.
And welcome back. As none of you can see it, but the projector screen for showing the advertisement scoots back into the ceiling and everyone can continue with their Scrawlox Dubstop.
How elegant.
Scrawlox Dubstop should the name of a real ale.
It did that, or it's an obscure German train station.
Ooh. It could be two things. That yeah. They brew ale at the station.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the music that they play at the staff Christmas parties is...
It's just Christa Bird's Lady in Red over and over again. That's what it is.
The worst of all possible worlds.
All the music there is in the cyberpunk.
It truly is a dystopia.
Start and dubstep.
Alex's character.
Mr. Alex's character.
Thank you.
Open a window and I'll pass you your... Oh, no, wait. I need an accent. I remember how this works.
Can we bring his accent this scene?
No, I refuse.
See the African?
Russian?
I already did Russian.
Australian?
No, I'll do, South African. Oh, I can't do it now, it's too much pressure.
Somerset? Scottish?
Cider?
I can't do...
Welsh?
Scottish. Yeah, Welsh.
I can't do Welsh.
Well, just try and do Irish. Yeah. Hey!
That went to about five different places.
You have a lot of explosives as well, don't you? Are you a heavy...
No.
No? Oh, I have lots of explosives. Okay.
I've got a nuke somewhere.
No, you are a nuke.
Oh, I am a nuke. That's what does that mean?
A nuke is somebody who loves heavy weapons. That's
I don't get to just put a nuke down.
No.
Oh.
I did not give you a nuke.
Nuke's a phrase like tank or something similar where it's like a game item.
So I don't get a tank either?
There's all of the hover snowmobiles you could want.
It's okay, we'll go shoot some hover snowmobiles. Okay, so I'm going to plop down an
So there you go. Nice. Yeah. So you managed to shove the sort of satchel charge, I guess, right up inside the machine, so into its inner workings.
Right up in there.
You bought the white wine spritzer and Dolly, it was pretty first, right? Yes, that's what Lydia's tone suggests.
Henrietta.
Ever prawn cocktail.
It was a bit too into that, I think.
Cocktail, the most erotic of starters.
Ivanka's planted the charge and then stands and looks at Henrietta, who does that for about like a full minute.
Just won't stop. And like, in the film version of this, it's just an unbroken shot of her face doing that for a full minute, which is so much longer than you think.
So you've placed it right up inside the shield generator. You managed to get it to its inner workings and got the satchel charge really embedded in there.
Right up there. God
damn it! Every time!
Slam cut to Mr. Dr. Bennett.
I can't.
You can't use that, fair enough.
Genuinely, my vision went slightly blurry there.
Who is that? I was watching him implode as you do the retake, going... It's okay.
If we can avoid the phrase right up inside it.
I will phrase it in a way that doesn't invite that sort of thing.
Be warned, Ben, that whatever you say, if somebody laughs, that means that you're comparatively naive. Just so you know. That's where we are.
Okay.
Good.
Kraken.
All right. Shall we?
Kraken. Where? All
right. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.